Atlanta Falcon, number 7, quarterback Mike Vick. Mike, I thought I'd reach out to you today because, you know, folks want to hear from you. A lot of things have been said, some true, some not true. We don't know what's what. We just know that you're going through a lot right now. You told me earlier that prayers are definitely getting you through it all. I thought it was so important that your fans hear from you.
Yes.
And just give you the opportunity to say something to your fans. And I know I can't ask you any legal questions per your legal counsel's advice, so I respect that.
Yeah, that's cool. But you know, I just want to thank all my fans and all my supporters and all the people that's praying for Mike Vick in my corner right now. You know, it's a crisis situation for me, but I'm going to get through it. And like I said, by the grace of God, that's about the only way, you know, and I believe it will be the outcome at the end, and, you know, that's all I can hope for. Put my faith in the man upstairs, and it's hurting me not to be down there right now because I know so many people want to see me, and I want to be there, but at the same time, this is something that God took me through in my life, you know, to help me see what, you know, get to the next part of my life, and you know, I'm just thankful for that, you know, that I learned a lot from this situation. But at the same time, you know, I know it's light at the end of the tunnel.
You know, there were hundreds of fans that came out to support you at the Georgia Dome yesterday. And while we were off the air waiting to go on, we were talking about the support rally for Michael Vick yesterday. And you said you really wanted to be there, but you're actually in Virginia right now, right?
You know, I would have loved to have been there just to see all my fans and all the people who support me. But, you know, unfortunately, that couldn't happen. But, you know, it's good to know that I still have the support out there. And that means more to me than anything, because without the fans, it really wouldn't be no Mike Vick.
I think people are so excited to hear from you, Mike, because we've heard from your attorneys, we've heard from other folks through the media, and we've heard from people who have nothing to do with your situation, don't even know you, but have a lot to say. But here's a question, and per your attorneys, I cannot ask you any type of legal questions concerning your case, but here's what I believe all the fans want to know, and including myself, I am a season ticket holder. Will we see number 7, Atlanta Falcon, quarterback Mike Vick, back on the field?
Hopefully so. You know, under the right circumstances, I think, you know, it can work. I know I put the city through a lot. My owner, Arthur Blank, who I love sincerely, I put him through a lot. And, you know, it's hurt me to put him through these situations and for him to have to deal with that because you shouldn't have to. So, like I said, under the right circumstances, and you know, there have to be a lot of things that would need to be worked out, you know, for them to put their trust and faith back in me. But if I had the opportunity, without a doubt, you know, that's why I was drafted. You know, I've been there for the last 7 years of my life, and I've learned to adapt, you know, in the Atlanta area. And, you know, like I said, it wouldn't be a problem. I'd love to come back. But like I said, under the right circumstances.
Michael Vick, everybody, Atlanta Falcon quarterback number 7, has spoken out for the first time since all of the allegations. And, you know, the city really wanted to hear from you. Thank you for taking the time and accepting my call. As you know, I've been through some things, too. It's made me stronger. It's made me a better person. It's made me wiser. And
yeah.
I could tell you a lot of love and prayers got me through my situation. And one of the biggest, I think, pains for my heart was having my mother to go through it with me. How's your mother doing?
Right, she's doing good. You know, actually, she's been doing a lot better the last week. You know, I think crazy because the same day I went to court, you know, it was the same day that she stopped crying and started feeling better about the whole situation. And, you know, because she knows what's going on. And she knows the truth. And you know, it all remains to be told and be seen. So, you know, like I say, she's growing stronger by the day, you know, because I'm keeping a smile on my face. And, you know, that makes her feel a lot better. But she's my mom. She's always be my mom. And you know how moms do. They care about their, you know, their children, you know, sincerely. She's just hoping that, you know, and praying and, you know, that I get through this situation.
Mike Vick, Atlanta Falcon quarterback number 7. Thank you, Michael. We appreciate you. And I personally feel comfortable saying I am praying for you. You will get through this. I don't know what I could say other than use myself as an example, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's enough, what you just said. That's enough. If you're going to be praying for me, your heart go out with me. That's enough. And to all my ACL fans, I love y'all. You know, hopefully I see y'all again, but it remains to be seen, but that's what I'm working on.
There it is, Atlanta Falcon, number 7, quarterback Michael Vick, everybody.